on a second. We'll get to the need to know news in a second. Hold on. I was checking my Facebook. Okay, I'm good. I'm good. I had to like something. By the way, you can like us on Facebook. Search for Radio Now and give it a big old L to the I to the K to the E. Joe's Need to Know News. This is Badass with a capital Badass. 97-year-old D-Day veteran from San Diego. He parachuted into Normandy, France yesterday, exactly 75 years after he landed in the same place as part of the World War II invasion by the Allied forces. To mark the 75th anniversary of the former paratrooper's jump in tandem, he did that with another parachutist after 6 months of training. So this guy, this 97-year-old dude's been training for 6 months, guys, just to go do this jump again. I think that's pretty badass. Let's see. He landed safely, didn't break a hip or a bone, and then asked, "Hey, man, how do you feel?" He said, "Let's go up and do it again."
Yeah.
He said, "By the way, America, back-to-back World War champs."
So cute.
Watch out, Iran. Coming for you. No, he didn't say all that. All right, there's a new viral video, and it's going to give you a headache just watching. It's going to make you sick to your stomach, and you can see it at joeandalexshow.com. It shows a desert rescue helicopter helping a poor 75-year-old woman who fell and hurt her hip in a Phoenix mountain. I guess she was kind of walking, exploring, doing her thing.
Goodness gracious.
And that's not the part, though. You don't see that. But, Alex, after they put her on a stretcher for the rescue, the copter lifted off in the air and began spinning out of control. Making 175 rotations in under 3 minutes. Like, she's sitting there like, this is so bad. I'm not laughing at her. Have you seen the video yet?
No.
Wait till you see this at joeandalexshow.com. She's like, you know, like one of the orange stretchers. She's there, and it just starts spinning like a fake movie. Like, she, like, the little rescue pad she's in starts spinning around, and it's not supposed to do that.
I bet she pooped her little cot.
I'm sure she threw up everywhere, too. But listen, this is like the guy that, like, I guess, runs the helicopter explaining what happened, which I pretty much just did.
Sometimes when we bring the helicopter up from the ground, it will start to spin. So we have a line attached to the basket to help prevent that. Today it didn't. The basket started to spin.
Yeah, no kidding. I'm telling you, when you see this video, you're going to be like, oh my God, just let me fall.
I feel really bad for her.
I don't know how she didn't like just get sick and throw up, because you ever spin yourself around a little bit and you get dizzy?
Oh, I can't stand it. I don't like any spinny rides at amusement parks or anything.
This will blow you away. Also, I think this is great. There's a new pillow that helps couples spoon. It's called the Coddle. The pillow is shaped like an arch and features a brace design system that helps it retain the shape when someone's resting their head upon it. And the best part is the partner who's the big spoon can slip their arm through and under the arch. That means that you're not going to have that dead arm anymore.
Wow.
You hear this, Lindsay? I might actually cuddle with you again.
Yeah, I always hear guys complaining about the dead arm.
Alex, I'm telling you, have you ever had your arm go numb?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's scary, first of all. You're like, what's happening? Am I having a grabber? But also, yeah. It's painful. Like, you don't want to pull out, but you got it. You got to get the arm out of there. And, oh my goodness, it's just a matter of time, guys. We knew it would happen. We knew it would happen. We knew it would happen. Baby Shark is coming to TV. An animated series based on the internet sensation is coming to Nickelodeon. The viral sensation comes from the education brand Pinkfong, which featured the song Baby Shark.
This is genius.
You're going to be addicted to this. Move over, Blue's Clues.
Mommy Shark.
I feel like, Alex, you're going to peek this out a little bit because you do like this cartoon.
I'll have to check it out, see if it's any good.
Daddy Shark.
I'll give you a recommendation.
Daddy Shark.
Grandma Shark. And whoever's idea it was to do this is very smart.
Yeah, give them a raise. Promote them. Okay, we could do that all day, but that is quite the bop right there. And finally, we touched on this earlier in the show. It pays to listen early. You'd already know all this, but sports stuff. NBA Finals, the Raptors beat the Warriors 123-109. They lead that series now 2-1. Game number 4 is Friday night. That's Joe's Need to Know News. You can see all these stories and the videos and everything we talked about. Go online. Check it out at joeandalexshow.com.